Thank God for them and their family.
Thank you. down the chapel. We're glad to be in the house of worship one more time. We stand this morning to do today's announcement for this fourth Sunday, and also special Sunday, because it's holiday weekend. So before I go any further, let's really pause and give our guests an opportunity to stand and share with us your name of church affiliation at this time. Do we have anyone here with us today? Just like you to wave your hand or stand and acknowledge yourself.
I see it in my
Well, we thank God for everyone for coming out on this Sunday to our worship celebration. We want to say that Memorial Day blessings to all our veterans. We say, Lord, may we never forget those who gave their lives for our freedom. We say, God bless America. And also at this time, we want to pause and recognize our veterans, those veterans and those who are active military, and those who are gone, and we thank you for your service. And at this time, we do want you to stand if you are veteran or you are active military. Will you please stand at this time and be recognized? Thank you for what you do and what you have done for this country. And thank you for your service and your sacrifice that you have made that all of us will have the freedom that we have today. Thank you. We tip our hats off to all your veterans and active military. Now turning to our program, our bulletin is packed with a lot of information, colorful print, graphics. So please, everyone should receive one. We ask that you read the rule of government sales accordingly. I will highlight a few of the announcements, but we're going to bank that you guys will take it home and read and govern yourselves accordingly. We do want to remind everyone to remember our sick and our shut-in. Pray for them if you will, and visit them if you can. And also, we send a special bereavement to Sister Shania Ellis at the passing of her grandmother. So we should keep her and her family in prayer. Also, notice on our page 6, tomorrow is Memorial Day. There's no bingo side and no Sons of Allah meeting, but there will be the JC Recovery Ministry from 6 to 7. Starting on Wednesday through Friday, home Pastor White will be preaching at Pleasant Grove Ailey Church, Zion Church in Ozark. So at 7:00 p.m. So he has to go and support Pastor White and Pleasant Grove AME Zion. Also, want everybody to stick around after services for those who have birthdays in the month of May. Celebrating you with a little small refreshment in the fellowship hall after our morning worship services today. Also, I don't know if some of y'all noticed, and Noonday Bible study on Wednesday. We
our noonday Bible study on Wednesday, and we want to ask all our members who are able to come on that Wednesday at noon at 12, 11 o'clock. We will do that bigger size at 11 o'clock. So we have 11 o'clock, bigger size, and let's go teach us some skills on how to remain effective people, remain doing what God's called us to do. So let's get ready for that on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. And then immediately after that, we're going to our Bible study at 12. And then we have a quick lunch prepared for you, a delicious lunch prepared for you. So let's make that adjustment. Also, that Wednesday night, we're going to Ozark. We need all our members to help us to go with us on Wednesday night. Let's kick off the revival at Pleasant Grove AOB Zion Church there in Ozark, Alabama. We want all our members to be in attendance as many as possible to be with us. The bus, the van will be leaving the church. We have to be there at what time? 7 o'clock. So what time we need to leave the church? Brother Blake? 6 o'clock. We need to be at the church at 6 o'clock. Amen. The service starts at 7, so we'll get there at 6:30. I don't know. And be prepared to sing, okay? At 6 o'clock. We leave the church at 6 o'clock. We'll ride the van. And we ask all our members to be available for the revival. Let's kick it off strong. Let's help this particular church and movement of God. We ask a mass choir. Everyone to be a part of the choir. Brother Brick will be there to play. We need our choir members to be there with us as we sing and magnify the Lord. Also, get ready for the first, on June the 1st, which is this Saturday. You know, we're hosting the Institute, the WBS Institute. We need all boots on the ground, all hands on deck. We need every member in our church to make ourselves available as we seek the WBS ministry in our church. They're coming from the Southeast Conference. They're coming from the 9th Pacific District. So let us be prepared to help them and to assist them as much as possible. Also, get ready for our church picnic on the 8th. I know you want all this stuff in your bulletin, but these are things that we want to highlight this morning. Our church picnic on the 8th of June. We have a picnic at Johnny Henderson Park. We're going to have a wonderful time. We need all our members to be available for the picnic. We're going to start at 8 o'clock. We're going to start at 8 o'clock. We're going to leave at 12. So it's going to be a healthy, fun, quick picnic. Trying to beat that sermon, amen? Amen. So if you come at 11:55, you late, it's over, we gone. Alright? So come early that morning. We'll start at 8 o'clock that morning, preparing everything, getting ready. The game should start on 11 at 8:15, 8:20, and then we'll be in the process of being able to cook the food. Brother Max, I think we'll have the food ready about, 10:30? Before 10 o'clock, we'll have the food ready at 10, have an early lunch. And we're going to get out of there at 12, okay? Amen. So make sure that you're coming. Thank you all. That's it. All right. Thank you. Immediately after this church, we do have our cupcakes available for the birthdays for this month. Cupcakes available for the birthdays of this particular month. Going to the fellowship hall. Cupcakes, chips, and water. Amen. All right. Thank you. That's it. All right. Let's prepare now our giving. give God your best praise this morning. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. You had a rough night last night. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. He woke us up, he called us, and kept us in our right mind. Thank God for that smart, giving us that quick reminder that we have to continue to lean on Jesus. Lean on the Lord. God will fight your battle. God will make a way for you. If you just keep leaning on the Lord. The choir said, don't lean on mama. Don't lean on daddy. Don't lean on the pastor. You need to lean on the Lord. Because mama, dad, and pastor, we got our own problems. But when you lean on the Lord, what do you do? What God take care of you? What the Lord provide for you? Thank God for that revelation. Let's give our man another hand of praise. Amen.
Turn on a mansion and blow their brains out.
just talk about that air membership plan with Sister Horn, baby. About how we do have the blood of the Lamb, but we don't testify like we need to, like we ought to in the church. Wondering why the devil is having a field day in God's house. Because we highlight the blood. From the pulpit, we don't pause for the people to testify.
Hallelujah.
I start feeling much better when you start testifying.
Yeah.
The enemy died in me.
Yeah.
But when the folks start talking about the goodness of the Lord, not only God was showing up, but God was showing up. People mindset for the
neighbor.
My good neighbor.
Love
means Christ and neighbor. I showed up good neighbors. Love means action. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Maybe you see the presence of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My Christian brothers and sisters, this morning, it is critical that all of us understand from the pulpit to the pews that the most essential element of one's walk with God is love. Amen. Amen. It is vital for us to understand as believers that the most essential element of one's relationship with God, Brother Joe, is love. That's simple, but yet it is powerful. You have to internalize. You have to let it register within your mind, heart, and soul. Sister Jennifer, that the most essential element of one's connection with God is love. The love that we want to highlight quickly is not girlfriend and boyfriend love. It's not family love, but it is agape's love. The love that we are talking about in the text is not boyfriend and girlfriend love. That love is here today and gone in 3 minutes. Amen. It used to be on tomorrow, but it is 3 minutes now. If you start looking a certain way, she'll delete you. If you start feeling a certain way, he would delete you. That's that girlfriend and boyfriend. You can't build a relationship off of that type of love. It's not mother and sister love, kin folk love, relative love. That love is shaky. That love is good. That love is here today and gone in 2 minutes. You can't depend on that type of love because you have family members who want you to speak to each other right now. You have brothers, you have sisters who can't get along and won't get along right now. You got children who won't even call the parents and talk to their parents and dialogue with their parents, right? So that type of love is, amen, not the love that we're trying to highlight in the text. That type of love is conditional. As long as you're good to your girlfriend and your boyfriend, as long as you're good to family members, they're with you along the way. But as soon as you say something and do something that will post them up and call them out and speak the truth, everybody get mad at you. Somebody ought to shout, preach, boy. But the text is talking about agape's love. Agape's love is unconditional love. It has no strings attached to it. It's not trying to manipulate people. It's not that type of love that where people try to use to get ahead of you and get ahead of things. But this type of love in the text is unconditional love. Even when the condition is not right, you still have the power and the ability of loving them. In spite of how they treat you, when you operate out of agape's love, you still able to love them, you still able to pray for them, you still able to lift them up because God has corrected you and God has changed you from the inside out. Peace from God our Father. valuable possession. Wow. The text says, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus. Notice Paul in the text. He's not speaking to all the saints. It's because there are some saints who are self-proclaimed saints. But there are some people who just take on the title of being a saint. Let me prove my case. He said, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus. Paul now has separated certain groups. He has separated the saints from the angels. God have mercy, I'm about to shock you. He has separated the folk, amen, who are in the church, as well as the folk when the church is in need. He's trying to show us in the text that, amen, he's trying to highlight the righteous folk and the folk who are wrong in the text. Paul said in the text, the people who are in Christ Jesus. Don't you know that it's a big difference for love to be in action when you are in Christ Jesus? Lord have mercy. Whenever God is in you, and you are in the ways of the word, in the ways of God, you will give yourself to God. So Paul in the text has made it crystal clear how vital it is for us as believers to be in Christ Jesus. I thank God for that revelation this morning, because Paul is in prison writing to the folk outside of prison, telling them about the peace of God. When you are in Christ, you can have peace. When you are in Christ, you can have rest. Money can't buy you peace. That house can't buy you peace. That medicine can't give you peace. Stuff can't give you peace. But the peace that Paul is talking about in the text, it only comes from God. That's why you can have a house, but not a home. That's why you can buy a bed and still can't get a good night's sleep. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify? You can buy medicine, but medicine can't buy you healing. But whenever you are in Christ Jesus, God will pick you up. He'll turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. Say yes!
On your big screen TV, you have a fake ID card. The other day I was at the store, and this young boy was trying to buy some beer. Yeah. And he was about 15 years old, trying to purchase some beer. And the clerk looked at him and said, I need to see your ID. And the boy pulled out an ID card. An ID card showed him at the age of 30. He looked 15. He behaved like he was 15. But his ID card identified him as being 30. And the clerk looked at him and said, now this is a fake ID. She said, now, this is not you, according to the identification code. And the little boy said, no, that is not me. I tried to use that in order to get this beer. And the woman said, she said, now, you need to leave the store vacation card was designed to show him or to show the lady, amen, that this is not the real person. And don't you know Sunday after Sunday, if you come in God's house not changed from the inside out, you can present a fake ID card in the spirit in the house of God? I mean, when you leave the church, you shout on Sunday, but curse on Monday. That's a clear sign you are having a fake ID card. Lord have mercy. Whenever you don't pray for folk, there ain't no people, man. All and everyone is just a child of the living God. That's a sign you can be operating with a spiritual fake ID card. When you can't pray for folk,
I get happy when I tell God about the
going through. Y'all about to miss your shout cue. I know it's hard to pray for people who try to undermine you and try to belittle you. I know it's hard to pray for bad people, pray for evil people, to pray for folks walking in darkness. I know it's difficult to lift up somebody in prayer who try to throw stones and hide their hands at the same time. Paul said in the text, not always, Baba, these are some good folk in the text. And Paul declared in the text, I love talking to God on your behalf because of your kindness that you have shown unto me. Is there anybody here this morning who can testify that the God that we serve, you reap what you sow? When you sow kindness, kindness will come back to you. The Bible says, if you don't have no friends, it's not your own fault, it's your own fault. But the Bible says, he doesn't have any friends, present yourself friendly, and friends will come along. Oh, church of the living God, I'm glad about this morning that the God that we serve, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you ask or think. Whenever you show kindness, God will show up. Lord, have mercy. I said the Lord will show up and show out in your life. Say it.
Thank you.
people are? Yes. On your job, at home, in your family?
Yes, sir.
That they wait to the end results.
Yes.
To see how successful you become.
Yes, sir.
And then that mess you could have had you from day one.
Yes.
But the text makes it crystal clear that the people had Paul in the text before he even entered the race.
Yes,
before he started the fight. Before he had the church conference, before he went to the annual conference, before he went to the general conference, the church said, Paul, we got your back. Before the quarter conference kicked in, the church already told Paul, and said, Paul, we're going in as winners, and we're going to come out as winners.
Thank you. ministry. And you want to come and give your life to the master. That's the first step. That's the wonderful step. That's the big step. But you want to come and repent of your sins and say, God, I thought I had it right, but I learned this from you. That I have a zeal for you, but not according to knowledge. Church, like the church in the text, in Philippi, we're praying for you. We'll support you. We're not gonna wait till you get in the battle. We're gonna be with you right now. Come on, come, come, come. If you're able to come, if you're not able to come, you want to raise your hand and the knowledge of God come to you and see what your request is for. Come, come.
Worthy to be praised, and you're worthy of our praise. God, don't put us.